There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over a million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over a million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action. The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
7 a.m. and at 680, and of course, on the 680 The Fan mobile app. Get your app. Download it now. You'll have it ready to be tapped tomorrow while you're pretending to work and have Ben and Joe in your ear from Philadelphia. Before we get to the Braves, and we look forward to opening day, we have some football stuff. We're going to hear from Alex Anthopoulos. The Hawks are going. NCAA tournament's back. We must get to a top story. And I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, or maybe this is good news for you. I don't know how you'll take it. But according to one report, billions of years from now, the Earth will have a 30-hour day. That's due to the interplay of gravity between Earth and the moon. You've been warned. That's your top story. Again, I didn't want to be the, like, maybe you don't want 29 or 30 hours in a day. I'm not sure. Some days I want like 4 hours in the day. I want to move on to the next day. And those 4 hours, 2 to 6.
In billions of years.
Here on The Fan. So I had a story yesterday, our top story. You remember yesterday's top story? We told you that according to doctors, men can reduce their chance at prostate cancer by having sex at least 21 times a month. So we got an email from a guy who said, Matt read the story yesterday about doctors recommending sex at least 21 times a month to eliminate a chance of prostate cancer. He suggested doctor's notes. I do love the show, and I appreciate the advice. I tried the doctor's note with my wife, and she still didn't buy it. He explained, I've been saved. She asked how. He said, I became a prostatant. I explained the rules. She's like, good luck with that. So he tried to say 21 times will keep him around.
Doctor's recommendation is 21 times to reduce the chances.
He did say, nice effort on your part. Try to save mankind. Thank you. That's Bill who sent that email. He also said, happy Chinooka. It wasn't a top story. That was an email. Yesterday's top story. So I would like to know how many guys tried it. I was listening to the radio. You didn't have to say this show. Maybe she thinks you were listening to something important and you heard.
Doctor said it.
Yes. That reports are that you have to have sex 21 times a month to reduce chances of prostate cancer.
That at that level, you start less likely than without 21 times a month. And so, honey, still for the kids.
And then she says, it's so robotic. And you're like, okay, that's fine. What's better than robotic not doing it? Or I'm sorry, what's better than not doing it robotic and just have your way. Alex Anthopoulos, on the eve of Braves opening day, spent some time with the Chiellini and Domino program. You can hear that show and this interview on the 680 The Fan mobile app after our show is over. As the Braves are trying to win their seventh straight division championship, and I stumped Chuck today with a pop quiz.
You did. Gosh, I performed poorly.
It wasn't good. I asked the last three players that are still here that were on a Braves team before they actually began this run of division titles. Do you remember the three players that were here in 2017 that are still here now?
Yeah, it was Freed.
Ah!
It was Ozzie Albies.
Ah!
And the third Mystery Brave.
No.
On the back of his uniform, it used to say Mystery. Now it says Minter.
Minter, yes, Minter.
AJ Minter. Those are the only three that are still here. Alex Anthopoulos addressed a couple of different items today, including the whole World Series or bust mentality.
We've got a World Series caliber team. We're absolutely shooting for that. And look, I want our players to have that mentality. It reaffirms to me, and I'm going to do everything I can. We get to the trade deadline, and there's an impact player. I'm going to try to go out and get that player for our fans and for our own players.
I love it. Like, I'm going to go get him for the fans. Alex is like, for you guys, because I want to go get that missing piece so we can have another parade, and I won't have to be stuck in the press box for the in-stadium. Think of the things that didn't happen the first time around in 21. Acuna couldn't play, right? We had a broken outfield. All these new guys who were staying in hotels named Jock and, yep. and named Soler and named Rosario and Duval. The GM was in the press box because he had COVID and was on a mic like he was God speaking down to the field. So we need to do the whole thing again to make sure everybody can really enjoy it. Tyler Matzek nearly got arrested along the parade route.
He's under contract, A-Train is. I think it's through 2031.
Yep.
And he has a lot of long-term plans, so he'll get his chance.
This is also a weird place for Atlanta.
No guarantee in pro sports, but he'll get his chance.
As us as a community, we're always fatalistic around here. I know that. But this is the best team in baseball by a good margin. Doesn't guarantee you a freaking thing. We saw that a year ago. And every team who plays baseball is the best. We know.
Oh, it's the structure works against you.
But whether or not they say World Series or bust, it is that. I mean, I'm glad they're embracing it. I don't think there's a good or a bad to it. I don't think there's an upside or a downside. They're acknowledging what we already know. This is the most talented. This would have been like, and I'm not comparing the same kind of chances of winning, but like when Golden State was the best team in the NBA, if they were like, well, it's a championship or bust, we would go, duh. If the Patriots did it. The Braves are that to everybody. That's why they're the odds-on favorite. So them saying it, fine, it doesn't change anything.
The structure, what I'm saying there is that the Braves are, I don't know, they could win 100, 101, 102 without anything unusual happening at all. The Braves could win 102 baseball games. Issue is you can be an 88-win team and get into the playoffs. And so at that point, you kind of, all things are equal.
Well, and that's the unfair part.
So the structure works against the – we busted our tail or we acquired all this talent, and so 102 wins. Yeah, we're here too. We won 87.
I just used the word unfair. In 2021, we won 88 games. It was pretty fair.
Yeah, it was. I liked that.
Now it's like, I won 104. I need more advantages than we have. So that's the situation for them. All right, more from Alex, who talked about what they were hoping as an organization to achieve when they added the Kelnick.
We didn't acquire Jarrett to go carry the offense and so on. We're acquiring a young, talented player with at least 5 years of club control who has all the tools in the world, swings from the left side, is a plus defender. And I got to tell you, that was probably the most appealing thing. We wanted good defense in the outfield. We wanted to have a plus outfield all three spots if we could. And anything we got offensively was going to be gravy, was going to be upside. It was such a no-brainer move because we're not counting on him. We don't need him to be this guy that carries the offense.
He's right. Now, you don't want a black hole in the lineup. But if he's a league average hitter and he does play the defense that Alex is talking about, can run the bases, give you some extra juice there, some stolen bases, everything he does offensively is unimportant. And that's a credit to the rest of this lineup being as deep and talented as it is that I could tell you the guy hitting ninth, whatever he does offensively, it will not matter to them winning or losing the division and playing in the postseason. That's how good they are in every other spot.
Yeah, don't be like WRC plus of 40.
Yeah, don't be B.J. Upton.
Be 101.
Don't be Upton or Ugla.
101 and you're golden.
Yeah, but be 92 or whatever. Like, just be below average. Just don't be unplayable. If you're Kelnick and you're like, yeah, it's fine. Like Eddie Rosario a year ago, the traditional numbers for Eddie were like 255, 21 home runs. But it was such a peaks and valleys that he would do it in these hot spells and that he couldn't hit for, you know, two more months. So how you get to the end of the line with the numbers is different for everybody.
And rest assured, at no point did A-Train or anyone else say, hey, look, we just got Eddie to play defense and then just whatever happens at the plate. That was not it. Like, it's a whole opposite. You know, the assumption was Eddie was going to hit a little bit, and because of Marcel, he was going to have to play the field. That's not – Kelnick is the opposite.
But we did our vault numbers the other day, and I went under, I think, on Acuna's RBIs. I'm not wrong yet. And the only reason is not – Ronnie, it's just there's a chance the bottom of the order just doesn't look the same because Kelnick does struggle and because Orlando Arcia takes a step back too, and all of a sudden 8-9 doesn't present him chances to knock in a bunch of guys. It's not Ronnie, it's just there's a chance the bottom of the order regresses. Here's one more from Alex on why the team decided to bring back Adam Duvall for the 34th time.
The big one throughout the offseason, but it just, you know, we weren't lined up to do something, was just that outfield depth. We just always felt we were an outfielder short. And you saw it when Harris went down, but it's the one place I didn't feel as good about our depth. So once we got Adam Duvall back, okay, now we have a guy that can backfill and cover everybody. Ronald goes down, he can play right field. Harris goes down, he can play center field. If Jared goes down, he can play left field.
My contention is, this move was more about Ronnie going down in the spring than it was about Kelnick's struggles. I really believe that. Now, it's a nice bonus that you have Adam just in case. But when Ronnie went down, and in those moments right when it happened, you're like, oh, God, could this be serious? And then I think Alex had to take a step back, and we talked about it on the show, and there was not a realistic option to play any of the spots in the outfield if you lost your outfielders.
David Fletcher?
Well, he was an infielder, so that's not, you know, you
were he played outfield before, though. But that's what I'm saying. That was not a realistic thing.
No, he was brought here to be an infielder. Yeah. Forrest Wall is not somebody you're going to play along. So we're like, you got to go get a real outfielder. And for $3 million, Adam fits the bill on all that stuff perfectly.
Yeah, he would have been a good pick just regardless, but given the dynamic and the knee scare, made a lot of sense.
It did. So Braves are set. Opening day roster was announced today. There were no big surprises. Chavez gets the last spot in the bullpen. The bench has Duvall. Luis Guillorme, when he signed his deal, was guaranteed to be on the opening day roster if he was healthy. So Guillorme's here. And Luis is fine. It's a whatever bat you want to use him for in a late game or extra inning or something. Maybe just give a guy a day off here or there in the infield. Forrest Wall will be your
runner.
Go run for Sean Murphy guy. And your backup catcher, Travis d'Arnaud. So the bench is set up that way. Everything else is about what you would expect. Again, this weekend gives you Strider tomorrow, Max Fried on Saturday, Chris Sale against Ranger Suarez on Sunday. My expectation is the Braves sweep the series, probably outscore the Phillies somewhere in the 24-25-2 range, head to Chicago 3-0, and the Phillies probably thinking about the offseason. That's
Eat
my
that,
guess.
Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Rolling to Chicago with a lot of confidence. Take care of the White Sox there, come home.
6-0.
Big crowds.
Love it. So you're 6-0 coming into the opener at home. Okay, I like that against Arizona. So you sweep the Diamondbacks, you're 9-0. Where do they lose a game? Like, I'm having trouble looking at the schedule.
Yeah, they start canceling all the giveaways. They're like, no, we're too good. We don't have to give stuff away as well.
Okay, but you're being silly. Like, I don't see a loss anywhere for a while. So after the Arizona series, you stay at home against the Mets. We know what that looks like, right? You sweep them.
All right, come on. If they came home 4-2 from the first six, you'd be thrilled. If they came home 3-3, you'd probably be filled.
You're being ridiculous. So after you sweep the Mets, you're 13-0.
Then
you go to Miami for three. I don't see you slipping up there. You go to Houston. Houston's not an April team. There's a chance they run the table in April.
You gave a number of 194 stolen bases earlier, but I'm being ridiculous.
For Ronald Acuna. So Ronnie hits 427 with 194 stolen bases.
But I'm ridiculous because I said if they go 3-3 on the road trip.
Well, no. The problem is you're not ridiculous enough, and that's why you're not fun. That's the point. When we get to our worst idea, it was we want wild predictions, and you're like,
I didn't understand why. No, I'm no fun guy.
Austin Riley could hit 30 home runs.
Stop.
I want you to be more ridiculous. Your goal in 2024 is to be more ridiculous.
I didn't understand wild.
Now, if I'm going to be, you want me to, not? I'll bring it down a notch. Okay. The Braves lose 12 games this year. They go 150-12. And by the way, They only have 8 losses till the final week of the season. They rest people. Kind of in and out, getting ready for the playoffs. So they lose 3 or 4 in that final week.
Snit does the best he can to construct a GUL.
Give up lineup late.
Give up lineup, yeah.
But the counter to that is you got the week off before you. Now, do they lose a game in the playoffs is probably a bigger question. They sweep the division series, sweep the LCS. They lose a game in the World Series. So 13 total losses between now and the parade. If you're not with me, I'm sorry. I can't convince you.
Yeah, I'm in, man. Give me another parade, another championship.
But only 13 losses.
But I'm in.
Okay. We'll get to those worst idea answers coming up. We get NCAA Sweet 16 action tonight. Clemson, Arizona at 7:09. Sounds weird to say Clemson in the Sweet 16. It's odd. UConn, San Diego State at 7:39. I've not looked at a line in that game. Is UConn just some big, fat, dumb favorite?
You know, 9, maybe.
Is that all?
9, 9.5. Okay. All right.
Bama, UNC at 9:39, and then Illinois, Iowa State at 10:09. What are the odds you see the final seconds of Illinois, Iowa State tonight?
That won't happen. I watched the UConn game. Yeah. Actually, I got all Arizona and North Carolina. They all play tonight. Don't they? Yeah.
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 Arizona's a 7.5. UConn's at 11.5. North Carolina's a 4.5, and Iowa State's a 1.5. So just so you're prepared for that. Now, if you want some counter programming, you want some NBA hoops, Hawks get the Celtics again tonight. You want to guess what the line is there?
It's a pretty hot Hawks team.
It is.
So I think the public has responded.
They just took care of Portland last night.
They did.
Hawks won by 14 over the Blazers.
I don't know. Do NBA players care about revenge games or payback or whatever? Boston's like an 8.5-point favorite.
A little higher.
Oh, I what?
Keep going.
10?
Keep going.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15. No, I'm stopping.
They are 16.5-point favorites.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
They've been sitting in a hotel in Atlanta as if they'd just been sitting in the hotel for two nights. They haven't gone anywhere. I assume they stayed in Atlanta, right? Maybe they flew back to Boston, but that would be dumb. They played here Monday, got embarrassed by giving up the 30-point lead to a team without Trae Young.
Yeah.
And they're here. There's a chance it's assault tonight. Like, there better be a cop in the building. There's a chance the Celtics win by 45 tonight. That's a possibility. Now, maybe I'm wrong if Dylan Windler plays well again tonight. Ask me who Dylan Windler is.
Dylan Windler, who is 10-day contract, two-way contract? Dylan!
Dylan scored 11 points last night for the Hawks off the bench. All we do is win with Dylan Windler because the first three letters are win. What we're watching right now is Quinn earning this $8 million a year. He's like, Dylan Windler and Garrison Matthews scored 21 last night. And the Hawks took apart the Blazers. So maybe if Dylan Windler and Garrison Matthews combine for 32 again tonight, maybe they'll pull off
now,
a miracle.
Now, they're actually, don't laugh about this, but there is potentially a tangible payoff. Mm-hmm. They would host the 9-10 game instead of being on the road for the 9-10 game.
Yes. So right now they're...
You look for something, don't you? Don't you look for something?
Who cares? What is the something?
That
hosting?
Yes.
So the Hawks right now are a game in the loss column behind the... Bulls for the nine. The Hawks have 39 losses. The Bulls 38.
Stupid God, Hawks. Suck.
What a horrible place to be. So if they were to play, like, this is how it works. To make the playoffs, the Hawks have to win the 9-10 game and then beat the loser of Miami Philly. That's it.
At their place. Whoever loses the first game host.
Then they would get Boston Milwaukee. So it seems like something you would want.
It's not a great path, but it's a path.
It is a path.
Brooklyn ain't got a path.
No, neither does Toronto or Charlotte.
Or Detroit.
Right. But maybe Trae Young's back by then. Who knows? Glass half full. Everybody's excited.
Finger exercises are going well.
Right. Now, I told you earlier today the NFL has made it official, and this happened earlier in the week. We are getting Christmas Day football. Okay.
They said earlier, by the way, like a few months, you know, Wednesday football does not work. No way. Our teams, please.
Well, now we're getting two games on Wednesday because that's Christmas Day. So those teams who play on Wednesday are going to have to be backdated to the Saturday the week before so you can try to pretend that we care about their bodies, and then they'll play on Christmas Day. Well, you've got that one that is getting everybody's attention, but Chris Mad Dog Russo does not want you to lose the sight of the fact that the Eagles are opening up in Brazil, and it's going to be on the streamer that he hates. I don't know if he's mad at somebody at NBC or Peacock, but on the set of First Take, he is, again, sharing his frustration with the fact that the NFL took more money to put their opener on Peacock.
They got to play the first opening game of the year with the Philadelphia Eagles in Sao Paulo on Peacock. I mean, come on. It's hard to get Peacock. I don't want to get Peacock. I want to watch the game.
You're
normal.
Right.
Give me Buck and Aikman. Give me the CBS crew. Brady's going to do it. Give me something. Don't put the Eagles 9,000 miles away and then put them on a cable thing on Peacock, which you got to subscribe to so NBC can make more money. And then Amazon Prime Time, you're going to see about this in the middle of December or January. They got a wild card game, Amazon Prime Video, which means you can't switch with the emotes. You're stuck with the Amazon thing. I know the NFL prints money. I understand how big they are. But, boy, this gets obscene. Obscene!
Okay, back up. Can you play just the beginning where he said, did he say it's hard to get Peacock?
Is that what he did. And my favorite part, he says, I want to watch the game normal.
Normal.
I want to watch the game normal.
So I speak Mad Dog. He means like the old days with rabbit ears on the TV and channel 3, 5, or 6. So wait, play the beginning again.
It's hard to get Peacock. Okay. I don't want to get Peacock.
It's, whether you like the whole direction of streaming sports, it's not hard to get Peacock. In fact, it's as easy as it's ever been. I could right now text my 11-year-old and say, go order Peacock. He would do it. Somehow Mad Dog's like, it's Peacock's
hard. I want to watch the game
You're
normal.
Right.
I want to watch the game
I
normal.
Think you can just say it into your remote, and then it'll give you the, oh, this requires a subscription. Would you like to? And you can say yes that way.
Well, here's the other rub. Use another email address. you get the free trial and cancel it again. I mean, what do you want from me? This is not hard. But you know what's happened, though? Mad Dog found a lane. And this is a lane that everybody loves with him ranting on technology. And it's on the Peacock, just like they put the Dolphins and the Chiefs.
He wants to watch the game normal.
Right. He does not want – he wants Buck and Aikman. Now, who will do that game? I don't know. You will not get Collinsworth and you will not get Tirico because the game's in São Paulo, Brazil. And so you're going to get whatever backup team. He doesn't want that. He wants the Eagles when they play the Browns or whoever to have Aikman and Buck. He just does not subscribe to anything else. And that's fine. No problem with that. But he also, I guarantee, 25 years ago ranted when DirecTV was going to put the NFL Sunday package on there. And he ranted before that when, I don't know, they were talking about putting football games on at night. Like every time they've made a change to his football, I'm sure he's ranted along the way. He'll get used to it like everybody else.
Get ready for Chuggin' Chernoff's Worst Idea.
All right, we've been taking your worst idea answers at the Harrah's Cherokee Casino's Twitter feed. We asked you for your wildest 2024 Braves predictions. The wilder, the better.
That part I didn't hear at first.
So again, I said Acuna hits 427 with 194 stolen bases. Pretty wild.
I said Riley goes 30-30. Because you would expect to be Albies or somebody, and I said Riley.
That's
Harrah's.
Wild.
Harrah's goes 30-30.
Wild.
No, I said Riley.
But you're wild.
I didn't understand.
Brian tweets in, the Braves win 115 games. Acuna, Olsen, Riley all finish in the top 10 in home runs. Ozzie outside in the top 15, though. Braves win the World Series. He also mentioned aliens come to the Earth, take over the AL All-Stars. So Ronald Acuna Jr., Bugs Bunny, and the Toon Squad defeat them in a winner-take-all single game. That's wild.
That's called fun, Chuck.
Oh, God. That was producer Colin, by the way, in case anybody wanted that voice. Sounds like Chuck's voice.
30-30, like... How realistic is that?
Steven says Acuna wins the Triple Crown and Snit lets him save 10 games because why not?
That was war. Wild. Wow, the war that year.
So Patrick's just being a story topper. He says Acuna hits 428 with 195 stolen bases.
Oh, Patrick, that's way wilder. Matt, you're not wild anymore. Patrick is.
Stu says Ozzy goes 50-50. Yeah, we can get more wild than that. Green Swamp says two Braves players beat the single season home run record and they're not named Olsen, Acuna, Riley, or Ozuna. Oh, so we have two guys go plus 60 home runs, or unless we're counting Bond. So we go plus 70 home runs, and it's Arcia and it's Duvall or Kelnick.
Each hit 74.
Right. Brad says the Braves go 162-0, hold the single season record and wins. They smash the home run record another year. They hit 673 home runs. And they outscore their opponents 1,823-11. That's wild.
None of this stuff could happen.
You must have been a fun kid. Let's see.
I said the next Brave to go 30-30, and you're like, he's about to say Michael Harrah's. I was like, nah, Austin Riley.
Oh, Fire Dennis Allen tweeted in that Strider will throw three perfect games. Oh, here's my favorite one. Ronald Acuna fouls a ball off into the Phillies dugout, and the entire stadium collapses.
Damn, Ronnie.
Let me see if there's any others.
There. That happens there.
Right, not here. Not there. Oh, Eddie says the Braves win 163 games in the regular season, one game playoff.
Eddie's wild.
And Jared Kelnick hits 343 with 55 home runs, 160 RBIs, and wins the MVP. That's wild.
Okay, wait a minute. So
good
the Braves,
for you guys getting what we're doing here. Everybody but Chuck got it.
The Braves go 162, but they have to stare down somebody in a one-game playoff.
Thank God they won it. What a waste of a season to go perfect and lose in that playoff game, the one-game playoff. That probably got him into the place.
Sorry, Pirates.
Right. Orlando Arcia hits 40 home runs. Strider strikes out 300. Let's see. Matt Olson steals 100 bases and hits 162 home runs. These are wild. I'm very impressed. And Chuck's got Austin Riley going 30-30. Wild.
Realistic from a
that's like not a, wild
no but it's on the outer reaches of oh my gosh really can I imagine that happening and you go well maybe but it was a little wild.
What if that would have been the time you said the Braves trade the MVP in that context?
I said the Braves don't trade the MVP.
Send your answers to the Harrah's Cherokee Casino's Twitter feed. All right, we're gonna get wild by testing how smart Chuck is and how smart you all are. It's gonna be a battle of wits next.
Grab somebody sexy, tell them hey.
Baseball's opening day for everybody else but us. Braves will have to wait less than 24 hours now to 3:05 first pitch tomorrow. Braves, Phillies, Spencer Strider, Zach Wheeler on the mound tomorrow. You'll get it here on The Fan and, of course, on the Fan mobile app. I will remind you again, get that app. Have it ready, your 680 The Fan mobile app on your phone, and you're ready to listen to all things Braves, starting with the opener tomorrow. Now, I know we're all going to keep an eye on the contenders around baseball, and it's March, and who cares? It doesn't matter. But the Dodgers are playing the Cardinals today, and they have a 5-1 lead. Old friend Freddie Freeman is 2-for-2, 3 RBIs, and he left the yard. Hit a long ball in that sweet-looking Freddie swing. He is off to a good start out there. So we'll see what Matt Olson can do to top that maybe tomorrow in Philadelphia. Mastering Southern hospitality for over 17 years, Club Magnolia is the best place to be off the course in Augusta this April. Chuck and I have done shows there before. It's awesome. It's beautiful. It's the ultimate Augusta hospitality, and it can be your exclusive private sanctuary, boasting top-tier amenities and service. It's the perfect oasis of both indoor and outdoor VIP service, and new this year, Club Magnolia 19 is their after-golf experience that is available to you from Wednesday through Sunday. You want to join today because limited memberships are available. You can experience hospitality at its finest during one of the most recognizable events in the world. Go to clubmagnolia.com for full details and to join the club today.
It's suicide. You've seen him. You know how strong he is. You can't win.
It's time to win Chuck's dinner. Served up by Arnett's Chop Shop, a fresh, modern expression of the classic American steakhouse.
Exemplary meal. I would advise you do your best to win the card. It makes it just a wonderful evening. You show up there and you enjoy the steak and the Caesar salad and desserts. So wonderful. First lady orders. And I was like, all right, you know what? I will have one bite of that. It's just a great time. If you want to go upstairs, hang out at the bar, just wonderful for you. Date night, guys, whatever, Arnett's.
Love Arnett's. Go say hi to Michael Arnett and the whole crew there. They do a phenomenal job. Date night, boys night, atmosphere, menu. It's as good as it gets. Okay, here's the way the game works if you're new. Hello, new listeners. We give you, the contestant, the questions first. You get 7. It's a timed event. If you don't know something, you pass. You come back to it. You're trying to outpoint Chuck. If you end up in a tie, you guys will go to an overtime round, and we'll play it off from there. It's very simple rules. Chuck is going to head to the isolation chamber now.
Well, I wanted to hear the categories.
Oh, that's okay. Your categories today are rain, delay, and show.
Y'all are so creative.
I mean, this show, we will not stop in our efforts to continue to be as creative as anybody. All right, Patrick's our first contestant. He has a chance to win Chuck's dinner on The Fan. Patrick, how are you?
I'm doing great, Matt. How are you, buddy?
I'm awesome. I wish I had baseball today, but I'll get through it. This game is going to hold me over. I feel good about your chances, Patrick. I hear the confidence in your voice.
All right. Yep, absolutely. Let's do it.
What should you be doing right now instead of being on the phone with us? Is there a job site you're supposed to be at?
I'm doing some sort of work-related activity, but, you know.
That is so, like...
Set that to the side like you do most days.
Just work-related activity. It's so good. Okay. Your Honor, the defendant did not answer the question, but we'll go with work-related activity. All right, Patrick, category options are rain, delay, or show.
Let's go with rain.
Rain it is. Put 60 seconds on his game clock. Patrick, here's your chance to win Chuck's dinner from Arnett's Chop Shop.
This rain was the title of a song, album, and movie released by Prince in 1984.
Rain.
That is correct. This rain film starred Tom Cruise and Dustin Hoffman. Won
rain
best.
Man.
That is correct. Make It Rain was a 2006 hit featuring Lil Wayne and this rapper, whose name describes his large physical appearance.
Notorious B.I.G.?
Incorrect. This rain song was popular in 1982, a 1982 single for the Weather Girls, and was featured in Bridget Jones's Diary.
I'll pass.
Opening day starters, is Patrick Sandoval pitching for the White Sox or the Angels?
The Angels.
That is correct. Spring break, which spot is further south, Panama City or St. Augustine?
St. Augustine.
That is correct. Does it reside in the sea or not? A giant isopod.
In the sea.
That is correct.
All right, Patrick, very good. We'll get Chuck back from the isolation chamber. There was Patrick who, I'll let the audience know again, when I ask you where you're supposed to be and you answer with, I should be doing work-related activity, it makes me think you're on the lam. Like you're on the run. And nobody's supposed to know where you are, but I'm fine, Patrick. You're supposed to be doing work-related activity.
You have a lower extremity injury?
I don't know. I wasn't going to push it. He sounded like he didn't want to say more than that, and that's fine. But it's this weirdness of like when we get a teacher on, they're afraid to say what school. I get somebody on who's supposed to be at work. You can mention your job. It's fine. Like, you're not going to get in trouble. The boss, I don't think, will fire you. And if he does, you're going to have an Arnett.
Oh, what school do you teach at? Why?
They always do. A middle school. Anyway. All right, Chuck, again, your category this time around is rain. Category is rain. Go ahead and take a nice deep breath. I like when you're off mic for it. You want to just one more?
Just trying to be courteous.
Scam.
Okay, very good. All right, let's put 60 seconds on Chuck's game clock. We'll see if he can keep his dinner from Arnett's Chop Shop.
This Rain was the title of a song, album, and movie released by Prince in 1984.
Purple.
That is correct. This Rain film starred Tom Cruise and Dustin Hoffman and won Best Picture. That is correct. Make It Rain was a 2006 hit featuring Lil Wayne and this rapper whose name describes his large physical appearance.
Big Boy.
That is incorrect. This Rain song was popular 1982 single for the Weather Girls and was featured in Bridget Jones's Diary.
Raining Men.
That is correct. Opening day starters, is Patrick Sandoval pitching for the White Sox or the Angels?
That Angels.
Wait, what?
Ooh, that's tough.
You asked, is he pitching for the White Sox or Angels? And the answer is yes.
Spring break, which spot is further south, Panama City or St. Augustine?
St. Augustine.
That is correct. Does it reside in the sea or not, a giant isopod?
No.
That is incorrect.
All right, where I lost
got six.
Did he? I'm so confused.
Definitely got six.
You got six? Okay.
Four or five would be the...
What?
I'm a little taken aback because there was the yes question. DT, what did you have him for?
It's either four or five.
I think he got five at least, I think.
Tell me what you think I missed.
Well, you missed Big Pun.
Big Joe.
Oh,
Fat
okay,
Joe.
I missed that
Fat
one.
Joe. I'm sorry, Fat Joe.
Fat Joe. Big Pun. Heavy D.
You missed the last one.
So we missed the last one. So that's five.
That's five. I got five.
What are we doing with the Sandoval yes answer?
What about Larry?
Who?
What about Steve?
Patrick.
Patrick.
Big Patrick.
Big Pat.
Big Pat got five.
He said yes to White Sox. He got it wrong.
I agree. I agree with you, Brian.
No!
You win! You win!
The judges have spoken. You lose!
You win!
You win!
Is he pitching? Oh, well, you know what?
You were trying to be a funny guy.
Who was that, Patrick?
That was Patrick. Don't be a wise guy in your own game.
You know what, Patrick? You don't win the card that way.
Patrick, congratulations. You're going to Arnett's Chop Shop.
Mention
Chuck's name. It'll get you
how good the steak will taste.
Get you some onion rings on the table for you. Congratulations. David is... He's very upset. David's our next contestant with a chance to win Chuck's dinner on the Fan. David, he's totally off his game today. This is a good opportunity. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm good, David. Where are you supposed to be right now instead of on the phone with us?
I'm actually working, so I'm just on the phone.
Just working.
I work for a fence company.
A fence company?
Yes.
I could use a quote. Get his number after. I've been holding on to that fence. Hold on. When we're done, David, I need to talk to you. All right, David, your category options here are delay or show?
Show.
Show it is. Let's put 60 seconds on David's game clock. We'll see if you can win Chuck's dinner from Arnett's Chop Shop.
This game show was originally hosted by Jeff Foxworthy and first aired in 2007.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
That is correct. This Broadway show is one of the longest running in history and is named after an animal.
Cats.
That is correct. The National Dog Show airs on this three-letter network every November.
Pass.
The Late Late Show was hosted by this chubby, annoying British guy from 2015 to 2023.
Oh, gosh.
Opening day starters, is Brian Bayo pitching for the Blue Jays or the Red Sox?
Blue Jays.
That's incorrect. Spring break, which spot is further south, St. George Island or Daytona Beach?
Daytona Beach.
That is correct. Does it reside in the sea or not, Grenadiers?
Not.
That's incorrect. The National Dog Show airs on which three-letter network every November?
All right. Hold on 1 second, David, as we get Chuck back for the isolation chamber. We did find out a little bit more about David. It started very generically. He works on the phone. Then when pressing him, we found that he works at a fencing company, which I might be able to use him. So this is a game show could be helpful to a lot of different
people. I'm glad
people.
You're making a friend. I mean, I'm a little let down by the proceedings so far, got to be honest.
Hadn't
really gone Chuck's way so far.
You need to pick up the pace. Again, don't be
bring
a
bring it back around to the kid.
Don't be a Weisenheimer. Answer the questions, and maybe you'll have a better chance. First, I need you to take a deep breath. Again, very ET-like. Your category this time around, Chuck, is show. Show. Let's put 60 seconds on this game clock. We'll see if Chuck can keep his dinner from Arnett's Chop Shop.
This game show was originally hosted by Jeff Foxworthy and first aired in 2007.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
That is correct. This Broadway show is one of the longest running in history and is named after an animal.
Cats.
That is correct. The National Dog Show airs on this three-letter network every November.
Oh, hell. It's the Westminster thing. It's on that, pass!
The Late Late Show was hosted by this chubby, annoying British guy from 2015 till
2023. Oh, I don't know. Pass.
Opening day starters. Is Brian Bayo pitching for the Blue Jays or the Red Sox?
Blue Jays.
That's incorrect. Spring break. Which spot is further south, St. George Island or Daytona Beach?
Daytona Beach.
That is correct. Does it reside in the sea or not? Grenadiers.
No.
Incorrect. The National Dog Show airs on what three-letter network every November? You could have just picked one.
Is that USA?
No, it's NBC. But
okay. It used to be USA.
USA is affiliated with NBC.
Used to be on the news. Okay, and the other one was James Corden, I believe.
Yes, that's correct.
I wouldn't have gotten that one.
All right, let's
Brian
talk about
pitches for the Red Sox.
Let's talk about what just happened. Okay, you got three. That's rough.
Who do I compete against?
That was David.
How did David do?
David Fencing Company is going to come out and take care of Mets Fence. David, well, he didn't do so great either. He got three. I don't know what happened. Overtime.
The score tied, and at the end of regulation, we'll go into overtime.
He should be penalized.
Overtime rules in the playoffs.
He works on the phone.
Well, a fencing guy. Great fencing guy. David's Fencing Company. We love him. This is like an NBA game in the 90s when it was 72-72 going to overtime. So now DT will offer the same question to Chuck that he's going to offer to David. Chuck is stepping out. And then, David, here is your question. Whoever's closest is going to get the Arnett's Chop Shop gift card.
All right, David. We're talking about shows. What was the average length of a movie in the United States and Canada in 2023?
2 hours and 20 minutes.
Okay. All right. Hold on one sec. Let's get Chuck back in from the isolation chamber. He'll be offered the same question that David was just offered. Whoever's closest gets the Arnett's gift card. DT, fire away.
This is borderline not fair.
In what way?
I got thrown by the order of the questions. Okay. And I think y'all do that on purpose.
Right. I'm sorry. Well, listen, here's your chance to save your, you know what.
All right, Chuck, tiebreaker. What was the average length of a movie in the United States and Canada in 2023?
Hour 33 minutes.
Actual retail price?
2 hours, 23 minutes.
Is that true?
You win!
That is correct.
Those are long movies.
I win?
No, David wins.
You win!
He said 2 hours,
he
20 minutes.
He missed 3 minutes.
Yeah, he was right on it, dude. Are you okay? It happens. Everybody has a bad day.
I think it's your hand. It's
okay.
Messing with you.
So we get into overtime, and all of a sudden, David gets on a heater.
I guess so.
It's 3 out of 7, and
right?
Then he gets within, like, one of the actual answer.
Are you saying some chicaneries at work here? Uh-oh, look at he's doubting the veracity of our game.
Fine, okay. Whatever, give David a gift card.
David gets a gift card to Arnett's. We're 2 for 2, and our he is not happy. Our final contestant, Doug, joins Chuck and Chernoff on The Fan. Hi, Doug.
Hello, how are you guys?
We're awesome, Doug. What are you supposed to be doing right now?
Well, I'm a professional dog walker, but the pollen's a little too much out there.
Yeah, the pollen's already back. So the professional dog walker, like there's a website and whatever, and I reach out to you and you come walk my dog, what, 5 days a week or twice a day? How does that work?
Yes, exactly.
Good, I hit it. I nailed it. See that? I can work in marketing. All right, Doug, your category here is delay. Delay. Okay?
Ready.
Awesome. Let's put 60 seconds on your game clock, Doug. Here's your chance to win Chuck's dinner from Arnett's Chop Shop.
Super Bowl 47 was delayed when the lights went out for the Ravens and 49ers in this city.
San Francisco.
Incorrect. Baseball was delayed by the longest work stoppage in MLB history during this year.
1993.
It's incorrect. This delay leads to a 5-yard penalty and is sometimes done on purpose.
Offside.
It's incorrect. While not technically delayed, we need to dump that. This sporting event will take place in Atlanta in 2025 after being taken from the city in 2021.
Oh, the All-Star game.
That is correct. Opening day starters, is Kyle Freeland pitching for the Rockies or the Diamondbacks?
Rockies.
That is correct. Spring break, which spot is further south, Cumberland Island or Santa Rosa Beach?
Santa Rosa Beach.
That is correct. Does it reside in the sea or not, Barbarossa?
All right, hold on 1 second there, Doug, who is a professional dog walker. He'll walk your dog twice a day. He'll do it every day of the week. He's got it all covered. You got a dog, he'll walk that bee. That's actually the slogan.
Glad everybody's in a good mood. Everybody having a good time.
Hi, Chuck.
What's up?
How are you?
Fine.
Just one-word answers. You know when your wife does that, when you're like, how was your day?
Fine.
All right. What are you feeling like for dinner? Nothing. That's what we're getting right now from you, one-word answers.
Ask some questions. Come on.
Your category here is delay. Okay? Delay. Take a deep breath. You know he didn't get it all. Figured. 60 seconds goes on your game clock. We'll see if you can keep your dinner from Arnett's Chop Shop.
Super Bowl 47 was delayed when the lights went out for the Ravens and 49ers in this city.
New Orleans.
That is correct. Baseball was delayed by the longest work stoppage in MLB history during this year.
1995?
Incorrect. This delay.
Oh, 94 into 95. It became the longest one in 95.
We'll have to talk to the judges. I didn't write it. This delay leads to a 5-yard penalty and is sometimes done on purpose.
A delay of game?
That is correct. While not technically delayed, this sporting event will take place in Atlanta in 2025 after being taken from
the MLB All-Star game?
That is correct. Opening day starters, is Kyle Freeland pitching for the Rockies or the Diamondbacks?
Rockies.
That is correct. Spring break, which spot is further south, Cumberland Island or Santa Rosa Beach?
Cumberland Island.
That is incorrect. Does it reside in the sea or not?
Yes.
Barbarossa, that is incorrect.
Damn it. I thought I was out of time.
All right, a couple of things. What is a Barbarossa? Does anybody know?
Barbarossa. They were just obscure things that Gebhardt was looking up on there.
I thought that was a California burrito that I used to go get. Now, the question about the strike or the delay or the work stoppage.
Correct.
Are we saying all 94 because it was longer in the 94 and it started late in 95, or is that all connected? See, that's what we have to figure out.
We'll give it to him.
Okay, very good. See, look at you. Look, you stated your case, you got it.
Sympathy give.
Yeah, you got it. You got it.
I won, didn't I?
You got 5.
And, I didn't get 6?
I had 5. I had 5.
I thought it might have been 7, but I was going to go with 6.
You missed the Santa Rosa Beach.
Okay, that would be 6.
You missed the Barbarito.
Okay, that would be 5.
So you got 5, and Doug got 3.
You can't win!
So look, you saved your bacon, or in this case, your meat.
I don't know.
Smattering of applause.
I beat the last guy. I have the same answers as the first and second guy, and suddenly I'm like lucky to get out with a card.
You did. That's a good way to say it. You're lucky to get out with a card.
Correct.
Everybody has an off day where you're off. You scattered 9 hits. You
How
gave up
am
5
I
runs.
Off when I had the same right answers they did.
I don't know. I don't know why you're yelling. It's fine. Listen, you're doing great. You live with us. You're doing a great job. We love you, and we're gonna do it again next week. So it's all fine. I guess a win is a win is a win. Speaking of winning, we're going to try to win next as we close up some loops. It's time for Unfinished Business. We will check in on a former member of this show who now works at the bottom of the map. You start doing the math, you'll figure it out. And we explain why a portion of the audience seems to be very concerned about Chuck. Unfinished Business. Close it all up next.
You win!
You win!
We all know Chuck has a lot of random thoughts throughout the show.
Why don't you have him cutting his penis off then, huh?
And Matt likes to tell crappy jokes no one understands.
We're looking for Uranus.
So now, it's time to circle back on some stuff we didn't get to the bottom of. We now present to you Unfinished Business, presented by Zero FG Energy. Live free with Zero FG on Chuck and Chernoff.
As we wind down our week, we will not be with you tomorrow, but it's a win for you guys. You get Braves baseball. Braves-Phillies opener tomorrow. It looks sunny and 50-ish tomorrow in Philly, so hopefully Kincaid won't ruin that. You'll get the action on the Fan and the Fan mobile app tomorrow afternoon. Now, before we get into Unfinished Business, Steven gets what you don't get when we asked you for wild Braves predictions in 2024.
What about Steve? In a baseball realm, I thought we were asking.
Steve said Acuna hits 4 home runs in a Thursday day game that's over quickly, and he calls in later to win Chuck's dinner. It's a wild prediction. And then he followed it with, everybody else seems to be winning.
Wow.
Steven.
Ooh.
Unnecessary.
Wow. Man.
Late flag on the play. All right, Brian Gephardt is here. We have some unfinished business that we need to attend to.
Yeah, so there's been a lot of chatter on Twitter today, and just the people who are watching the video stream and all of that, and they're concerned about Chuck. They're concerned about the hand. What's going on with the hand? There's a wrap on there.
Oh, yesterday, for this, that, and the third reason, doesn't matter. I was here for both shows, and we had BCR, so I had an extra half hour. So
that's Braves Clubhouse report to you. Don't speak the lingo.
So when I was done at 11 to 1, I had an hour and a half. And I was like, that's an extended lunch period. I'm going to the Felix. So as I'm stepping...
That's a Mexican restaurant at the Battery.
As I'm stepping... So as I step across the sidewalk, the very edge of my shoe, the toe, hits the lip where, like, two sidewalk things come together.
Mm.
Boy, that is funny. Oh, wait till the punchline.
God.
So as I start to fall forward, I think, save the phone. So I, like, shot put the phone forward into the mulch.
Stop laughing at him.
The phone face won't break.
Uh-huh.
But as I extend and throw the phone, what's left? So I catch myself on my left hand.
So you went all the way down?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did.
How many people saw this?
There was someone waiting to cross the street the other way. And he noticed, but he was very disinterested because he immediately looked back in the direction he was going. While I was still prone, he was walking on.
You know there are cameras all over this place. We could call for that footage.
Oh, my God. That'd be awesome.
You were okay, though. It was you scared you a little bit.
I don't know.
The hand is good. You're all wrapped up. You're safe. You're home. You're fine. You're good.
I'm married to a medical professional, so last night she...
put a salve on your wound.
Made me wash it, which I thought, like, she's the medical professional, but then she sprayed stuff on it, and then she put something on it, and then wrapped it.
All right, you're good. I'm glad to hear that. Okay, so we told you an old friend has since moved on and found himself a new radio home. Remember the name Dan Matthews?
You know, people always say Dan's the most hardworking guy. Dan's the most hardworking guy, all that kind of stuff, which I appreciate. I'm talking about myself in the third person.
It's a Dan non sequitur!
Dan used to take a lot of abuse around here, which I didn't like. People were cruel at times to Dan. I thought they, like, Hoyt used to do it. Los would do it. Chuck would do it.
Shut up, Dan.
Hoyt used to do it. Hoyt used to do it. Hoyt used to do it.
So I think that shut up, Dan thing was me yelling at Dan Quinn. And I
Cut
think
him
that,
off.
Well, that was DeMeno yelling at Dan
off.
Matthews. Because remember they were doing a call-in and Dan didn't like DeMeno's tone. And
no.
So, right.
Dan was at ACC Media Days. And DeMeno's understanding was Dan was going to hand the headset to Mac Brown.
Right.
Dan had... Better idea, he thought.
He was going to do the interview
himself. I'll go ahead and interview Mac Brown myself.
Cut him off.
So Dan would take a lot of abuse here. The good news is he's now at a radio station in Houston.
I'm a real clown.
He's working on the afternoon drive show in Houston, so it's a brand new start. Kind of, you know, build
right.
a new reputation.
What are we doing?
No, we're not doing anything. Everything has changed in Houston. Take a listen to the host the way they introduced Dan.
And just like that, it's a Friday edition of the A-Team here on Sports Talk 790. Wex over there. In formal wear, AC right here in shorts and a t-shirt. And Dan Matthews, the show killer, our producer, as we take you up until, yes, Matt Thomas, 6
No, how nonchalantly did he just, that wasn't any inflection in his tone. That
Dan
wasn't...
Matthews, the show killer.
Oh, my God. No, no. Dan's only been there for 7 minutes. How did that happen so quickly?
Dan Matthews, the show killer.
It seems like it's an arrived upon nickname.
Very casual.
Like the group and arrived upon.
That was the start of the show. That was the start of their show.
I mean, everybody needs one of those. And we love Dan. Dan wears it well. He has a good sense of humor about it. Doesn't take it too seriously. And he just rolls.
Yeah, all of that's true. Just the punches, they just, it's water. It's just. Whoosh.
Down 20 pounds, pound sand, ass.
Dude, that was one of them.
He's intense.
But he's back in his happy place in Houston.
Okay.
He's fitting in well with the afternoon show there, right? It's afternoon drive in Houston. And he's just adding his 2 cents here or there, and they love him. We miss you, Dan. We miss you a lot. No, no, he's already gone. DeMeno.
I have diarrhea. Let me get fat. Let me watch football. Don't bother me.
We never called him a show killer. Not to his face, anyway.
Dan Matthews, the show killer.
Thank you to Brian Gephardt. God almighty. Thanks to Colin Madden. Thanks to Derek Thomas.
If somebody didn't hear the first five times.
God. And thanks to you guys for spending your Thursday with us. 680 Rewind. All things the best of 680's programming day is on the way next.
David After Dark.
You'll wake up tomorrow morning with the Locker Room. 6 to 10, happy opening day. Braves Phillies tomorrow on the Fan 305. Have a great week on.
Good night now.
Okay, bye.
There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over 1 million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action. The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over 1 million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action. The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.